You're listening to SBS News.
United States officials are reporting an increase in the arrival of migrant children at the border without a parent after the Biden administration overturned strict immigration policies. Some families decide to split up to give the younger generation a chance at a better future. They can make claims for humanitarian relief, but if they're found to be not valid, security chiefs say the children are safely returned. But President Joe Biden is warning adult migrants coming to the border that they'll be turned away.
I can say quite clearly, don't come. And what we're in the process of getting set up, and it's not going to take a whole long time, is to be able to apply for asylum in place. So don't leave your town or city or community.
The issue has again been raised at a US House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee hearing. Unaccompanied children found crossing the border are transferred to the Department of Health and Human Services, which provides them with shelter. But a spike in arrivals means around 4,000 migrant children are being held in border facilities. The Governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, says there's a shortage of accommodation for children.
These sites are a direct result of President Biden's reckless open border policies that are causing a surge in border crossings and cartel activity. The administration has yet to provide answers that Texans deserve.
He says he's concerned about the risk of human trafficking. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas admits it is a difficult situation, but says teams are working hard.
Unaccompanied children can make their claims for humanitarian relief in immigration proceedings, as the law provides. If it is determined that they do not have a valid claim, they will be returned in a safe manner. We have taken a series of actions to address the increase in the number of unaccompanied children at the border.
Meantime, Mexican authorities are planning to target US-bound migrants, bolstering efforts to detain those who enter the country illegally from Guatemala. Many are hoping to escape violence, corruption, and poverty for a more positive life. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.